Good morning and welcome to WJBM Local Spotlight at the radio station here in Jerseyville. With me today, I am very happy to have with me old friend and longtime businessman here in Jerseyville, Kevin Traub. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you, George. Chris, I'm sorry.
Yes, we go under a lot of miscellaneous names.
Yeah, well, it is George Christopher, right?
That's right.
Right.
And you are known as Mr. Misty.
Yeah, well, I'm actually, it says Mr. Misty 1 on my license plate, but the actual Mr. Misty is my dad, Terry.
Yeah, because he's the one that got you in the business.
He's the original Mr. Misty. Yeah, original that's what Misty. They, yeah, yeah.
You are a Jerseyville boy, Jerseyville native.
Right, yeah. Graduated, class of 78.
78.
Go Panthers.
Yes. And you worked in the DQ business, since you were, five? I don't know.
Well, yeah. Yeah, we moved to Jerseyville in the summer of 66, 1966, and Dad started the store at the old location. A lot of people probably don't know this now, but the building that's directly across from the Cheney Mansion, I'm not even sure what's in there now, but it's the building right across.
It's for sale.
It's for sale, okay, yeah. At 600 North State Street, where Hickory and Hollow kind of Y right there off of State. That was the old Dairy Queen.
I remember going there.
Yeah.
We'd over from Hardin, we didn't have a pool, so we'd go over, swim at the pool, and always hit the Dairy Queen.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes.
It was just a little two-window walk-up, no inside seating. Didn't even have a drive-through, actually. But I've been in and out of the Dairy Queen business since 66, worked there all through school, high school, of course, and then ended up owning the Dairy Queen. I bought it on September 8th, 1987. I remember the day like it was yesterday.
A glorious day.
Yes. Yeah.
September 8th, 1987. I'll be darned. That is good, because you started that business about the same time I started the Varsity Club.
That's right.
Same. Few months apart.
Yeah. Today, and I bring this up only because somebody mentioned it the other day about a week. Well, I'm not sure when this airs, but on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is actually one of the big party go out and have a good time.
Yeah, it's the biggest bar night of the year.
Of the year, yeah. And if you remember, back then, when I had the Dairy Queen, I didn't have any days off except the days that we were closed, and that was Thanksgiving and Christmas. So when we closed the night before Thanksgiving, I always ended up at the Varsity Club, and
and then at about 1 o'clock in the morning, cops would come by and kick us out.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, we're on the cusp of another big Wednesday night.
Yeah, we are. So, I now am not in the restaurant bar business, so right. I don't.
And I'm no longer in the Dairy Queen business. So
yes, we're old retired guys.
Yeah, now. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
But people might not know this, but you know, when you got out of high school, you didn't go straight to the DQ business. You had a little interim there.
I moved to Mattoon, Illinois, on the other side of the state. A lot of people know that location from Eastern. It's mm-hmm. close to Charleston. And I worked a couple of years in factories, but decided to go to college at Lakeland.
Yes.
And took broadcasting classes and got a degree in radio and TV broadcasting. And
now what steered you toward broadcasting?
Well, I don't know. I guess I always liked the listening to the radio, essentially. Uh-huh. You know, yeah. The
radio is pretty good to listen to.
Yeah.
With the radio, you can do something at the same time you're listening. You can be productive.
Right.
That's what I like about it.
Yeah. I grew up listening to a lot of the FM stations that were new back in the 60s and 70s.
Uh-huh.
And always thought that would be kind of a cool thing to do, be on the radio. So I took broadcasting classes, and that's where Debbie and I met. Well, we actually knew each other because we went...
She's from Jerseyville, too.
She's from Jerseyville, yeah. My wife, Debbie. Tapin, Traub, yes.
Yeah.
And and just as a side note, she outranks us on years of service. She just recently celebrated her 40th anniversary working for Dr. Scott Beavers up in Carrollton as a dental hygienist. So congratulations to Debbie. 40 years.
40 years.
40 years. That's a lot.
She could almost be a dentist now.
Well, she's seen enough sets of teeth, I'm sure. Yeah. But anyway, we met. She moved into I was living in a trailer court close to the college, and she moved into the trailer right next to the trailer that I was living in, and so
it was all over from there.
Yada yada yada. The rest is history.
And then you ended up here at WJBM.
Yeah, we moved back to Jerseyville, and got a call from Bob Skibbe, one of the former owners of the radio station, one of the guys that had been here for years and years. Jim Midkiff was moving on. He was going to start working with his, I think his dad or his uncle, at the implement company that they owned up in Greenfield or Whitehall, maybe both of them. But anyway, he was retiring from radio, so I got an opportunity to work here at the radio station, and that was in the early 80s, 82, 83, somewhere in that neighborhood. And I worked with the likes of George Depper. Larry Price was here at the time. Peely Long, Paul Long, he was a salesman. And I mentioned Bob Skibbe. And then Janet Gorecki was a co-owner, part owner of the radio station.
I see.
And in this room that we're in right now, Janet would call bingo every morning.
Really?
Yeah, right around 9 or 9:30. I forget the timeline, but yeah.
How'd you know if people were cheating?
Well, we had to take Janet for a word on that.
I'm talking about the people back. You know, yep, I bingoed.
Bingoed? Yeah. Oh, you mean the player, the people, the audience? I don't know how they worked that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you had to bring your card in. That's so long ago.
I see. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. So what was your job? What'd you do?
I, a lot like what Craig does now, read the news. Uh-huh. There was a two-man team in the mornings. George was, he was the DJ kind of guy that spun the music and did all the commercials and that sort of thing. And I'd read the news at the top of every hour
So they actually had to put records on?
And we did, yeah. That was how far back what that goes, yeah. Yeah.
And were they 45s?
45s.
45s.
Yeah.
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 Oh, shoot. You'd do some commentating and did ball games also?
We did, yeah. That was back in the day. George did the play-by-play, and I was his sidekick. I did the stats and color commentating, you know, back in... you know, there was a lot of exciting Panther football. That was back in the days of Ed Test you know, the battles with Roxanna, and you know, they had some really talented, the Norman boys, and you know,
had some great teams.
Brian Brown, you know, all those guys were really they had some talented players back then.
Seems like there was a pastor that had a son that was really for the Presbyterian pastor. He was had his son that was really good too, but I can't
that's,
recall
yeah,
that's, his name.
Yeah,
I just remember also, you know, you and I both came to town, or back to town or whatever. About you got in the radio business about the same time I got in the bar business at the Varsity Club, and I don't know if you remember this or not, but it was in right around before February. It was like in January, and things were kind of dead. And we were sitting around just trying to. I said, "Hey guys," and it was like that show. it's sunny in Philadelphia. Here's that was kind of reminding me of it. They're just like sitting around, hey, we got to come up with something, you know, get some people in here. And I remember Burge.
Jim
Burge. He was a part-time bartender, but a bar fly hung out there. He goes, well, in college, my fraternity once did a beach party, and it was really fun and successful. I go, well, what do you mean beach party? Well, we brought in like five tons of sand, and put it all inside, and then we had a party like it was on the beach. And we actually did it in wintertime. I go, well, that's perfect. So we planned our beach party, and you got on the radio with Depper.
Yeah, George and I talked that up.
You talked that up every day, every morning, and that Saturday, we got all the sand in there early and got it all ready to go. I created this sandbox in the whole place, and oh my goodness.
I know.
You talk about April.
Every beach goer in a 3-county area and then some showed up for that beach party.
Oh,
And that building is tiny, you know.
Oh,
I mean, it's what is that Tommy's now? Is that whatever it's called?
Tracy's.
Tracy's. That's it. Tracy's.
It was jam packed.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was fun. We had limbo. We were able to have limbo contests. And we had a swimsuit contest, and we had all kinds of stuff. It was rip roaring.
And that beach party was an annual event for years.
Oh, biggest money maker we had. Yeah. It was actually bigger than the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
For us.
I believe
that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
And we carried it on into the hotel, doing it at the hotel.
Yeah. You're welcome for George and I built that beach party for you.
Yes, I finally get to tell you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
There were so many people in there that I was standing at the front door, and I was talking to a few people at the front door, and I felt the floor actually drop.
Oh,
it had a crawl space, you know, so we weren't going to go very far, but it dropped about 6 inches, had so much weight that the joists actually gave way.
Yeah.
Right at the front. So of course Monday I had to cut the floor out and repair them.
Yeah. I'm sure I bet the fire marshal was a little concerned with occupancy at the time, you know.
Yeah, he was. I think he's had too much to drink
to worry about it. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that was a fun time. Yeah, those beach parties were fun. But
back to the Dairy Queen business. You did it for 35 years.
35 years.
Making ice cream, all their stuff.
Worked out here until September, like I said, September of 87, and I bought the Dairy Queen from Jim and Mary Hayes, and they had moved the Dairy Queen from that location I mentioned earlier on 600 North State Street. They actually ran two restaurants at the time. They had the Dairy Queen, and they had
A&W?
Well, in the A&W location, yeah.
Okay.
A&W had closed prior to that. And, you know, there were two or three attempts at restaurants in there. Jim and Mary had what they called Jim and Mary's Country Kitchen. Mm-hmm. And they were running both restaurants. And I guess they felt like, you know, why run two when they're only a block apart? We'll just move the Dairy Queen up the street. But anyway, Jim and Mary had moved the Dairy Queen up to its current location.
That was a big switch.
Yeah,
from working for a radio station to going to running a Dairy Queen.
Well, like you said, I grew up in the Dairy Queen business, so I knew that part of it. It wasn't like I had to learn how to make an ice cream cone. I knew how to do that.
But you didn't do it right away. You hadn't really planned on or wanted to at first. It took you a little bit. You had to get that radio thing out of your system.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. You'd think, well, was that the right decision? And it was. You know, I spent 35 years doing it. You ask anybody that's ever ran a business, whether it's a restaurant or any kind of business where you're dealing with the public, it can be a challenge for sure.
Yeah.
But you know, rewarding. I had a lot of great employees over the years, and I don't dare start mentioning names because I'd forever skip somebody, but for sure skip somebody, but a gal that's still at the Dairy Queen, her name's Megan Allen, and
at it.
She's still there. Yeah, she's a sweetheart, and you know, thank you, Megan, for your years of service. She did a wonderful job for me when she started when she was 15, and is still there today, and working for the current owners. And you know, I like I said, I had a lot of great employees over the years.
Well, you worked hard at it. I know, you know, we live across the street and lived 20 years across the street and from the Dairy Queen. And every day, every morning, you'd be up picking up the parking lot, sprucing up here, sprucing up there, you know, getting ready for the day.
Well, you know, the outside of the building, the property, that's the first thing the customer sees. So that, to me, that was important.
Well, you've been in it for 35 years, very successful in it, in the business. Any advice to anybody in going into the restaurant business? You know, what's your advice to them?
Don't do it.
Well, okay, that's what you told me too.
Yeah,
but I did it anyway.
Yeah, I know. I know. But it's be ready to work. That's the, you know, I mean, if you aren't there, it's not going to take care of itself.
But if you were to name, let's say, three things on your list, you need to do this, this, and this. Can you narrow it down to three?
Well, you got to show up for sure. You know, it's not a 5 day a week project. You know,
6 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Yeah, 7 hours or 7 days a week.
Okay,
all day long.
Got to show up. Number one.
Got to show
number
up.
Number two.
Yeah. Take care of your customers. You know, be a customer if you can. You know, look at it like the customer looks at it.
Yeah.
And treat your employees fairly. You know, be kind to your staff because they're the ones that are out there handling the customers. So.
Yep. Those are. I know when I was thinking about opening Georgia. Well, I was going to open Georgia's. And I go to you, you know, I go, okay, I need some help. You got to help me with the menu. And you're like, you kept blowing me off. You're like, nah. I go, maybe later, maybe. And then, I don't think he's going to help me. I don't think he's going to help me at all. I can't believe this. And then one day you call me up and you go, I go, yeah, Kevin, what? He goes, burgers and fries. Do you remember that?
I do,
You go, what? What do you mean burgers and fries? Here's what you're going to do. You're going to do just burgers and fries. I go, well, how about pizza? Nope. How about like steaks and pasta, stuff like that? No. All you're doing is burgers and fries. And you do that really well, and you'll be successful. So anyway, of course, I told the family, you know, Brendan, the kids, all right, here's the menu. We're doing burgers and fries. And of course, they did say, well, how about pizza? How about this? So anyway, we ended up doing a little bit more than that. But what was your logic behind that?
Well, my logic was get something right before you try to anything else. You know, do one thing good, and then you can expand.
Yes.
If you want to add things to the menu from that point. But, you know, you've got to be able to do one thing good before you have a full-blown menu.
Yeah,
you
know? And I agree. And that's what we had. We started off with a pretty simple menu.
Yeah.
I think also, I don't know if you remember that, you told me, well, I knew if I told you burgers and fries, you'd add a few things. But if I gave you a few things, you'd add more things.
That's right.
So
yeah,
you left it limited, you know.
Right.
So, and it worked out. It's it was a great business, and it's Andy is taking it over, and he's doing a great job with it.
Yeah.
So, anything else that you want to add to this interview?
Well, I I want to say hi to the family.
Okay.
You know, if I didn't say hi to Courtney, of course she's in California, so she can't.
She can hear it.
She can. She, oh, that's right.
She can go through today's my radio app, a free app. Okay. And listen anywhere in the world.
Oh, that's right. It's today's radio is so much different than.
Oh yeah.
It was back in the 80s. So
you can say hi to her.
Say hi to Courtney and Suzanne and Brad and Olive and Tori, Brad and Avery and Logan. I want to say hi to them. So say hi to my dad and Joyce and mom and Mike and Tiffany in Florida. So
and don't forget the love of your life.
Oh well, I mentioned her at the very beginning. You know, okay. When we first started. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well,
say hi to Debbie too.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh yeah, and Chris, I can't forget my father-in-law Jerome Tapin, over on Fletcher.
Thanks for coming on. It's been fun, and
yeah.
We'll see you around.
We'll do it again sometime.
Okay. All thanks. Right.